mindfulness, paying attention on purpose in the present moment, non-judgmentally, which is my functional definition of mindfulness, immediately restores us to our wholeness. And the words health and the words healing are related to the word whole, and it's that right inward measure that's at the root of both the words meditation and medicine that we can actually perceive directly in the present moment. So from the meditative perspective, you could be missing an arm and a leg, your life could be a virtual disaster, but you are still whole in this moment. So you don't have to go anywhere, and you don't have to immediately fix anything. This is counterintuitive, not that much a part of our culture, but it is very, very powerful. And we see all the time in the stress reduction clinic at the UMass Medical Center, where for the past 21 years we have been operationalizing these principles by bringing meditation practice, mindfulness practice, mindful yoga into the mainstream of medicine, that people by the thousands with medical problems across a wide range of different kinds of diagnoses take to this practice virtually like ducks to water, because it is connecting up with something that's more fundamental than the illness, more fundamental than the pain, more fundamental than the stress and the problems. And the discovery is you've already got it. Now, can we just develop it? So we say to people who are referred to us by their physicians, and everybody who comes to the stress reduction clinic is in fact referred by physicians from within the medical center and from a wide catchment area beyond the medical center, we say to our patients when they arrive at the stress reduction clinic, from our point of view, no matter what's wrong with you, whether you have breast cancer, colon cancer, prostate cancer, heart disease, chronic pain that has required 4 surgeries and you're still in pain, from our point of view, there's more right with you than wrong with you, no matter what's wrong with you, as long as you're breathing. So as long as you're breathing, there's more right with you than wrong with you. We don't have a great track record with the dead, but with the living, even if you're a day away from dying, the challenge is there's something here to work with. And there's a lot of hard work. If we photograph people all the time lying on the floor or doing sitting meditation in the stress reduction clinic, and when I go around and give talks to medical audiences and medical grand rounds, I show those slides and I say, it looks like these people are doing nothing, and yet their health insurance is paying for it. These folks are not doing nothing. These folks are actually doing the hardest work in the world. It's actually easy to run and run and run on automatic pilot in our lives and just keep going, going, going till we drop into bed at the end of the day. We're so conditioned and it's so habitual that even though we're in pain a lot of the time from it and feel alienated and exhausted, we never think that there might be an alternative. So when we actually drop into silence or stillness, there's nothing passive about this. This is the hardest work on the planet. But it's also in some way, I mean, the way I put it sometimes is, what else is there to do? Are we going to live our whole lives as if we're in some kind of robotic state where we're not really present for the only moments in which we're alive because we're so absorbed in the future and so upset or obsessed with the past? This was a big preoccupation for Thoreau, and if you go back and reread Walden, you'll see that the entire thing is a rhapsody for mindfulness, a rhapsody of the beauty of the present moment, what he called the bloom of the present moment. And it's easily lost, so that the look in a child's eye, or just what's going on in the family, or what's going on at work, is kind of like lost to us. And if we lose many of our most important moments, our lives are in some way denatured. So where to get started? Well, perhaps the best place to get started would be with the body, because it's pretty close to home. And we often think of health as being grounded in the body. From my perspective, it's a misnomer to just think of the body as the body and the mind as the mind. They are coextensive. We don't really have the appropriate language for talking about mind and body together, or for that matter, heart, soul, and spirit. But there's no question that we are one, whole. So from the point of view of the health of the body, to take off from where Dr. Weil was talking about balancing the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous systems, when you drop into the present moment and you suspend judgment to whatever degree that's possible, and you don't expect anything else to happen, and you're not trying to get anywhere or have some special state come along, and you ride on the waves of your own breathing, and you open up to the sensations in your body, and you perhaps even can feel the envelope of your skin and really feel it. You're not thinking about it. You're there with it. The awareness is penetrating the entire body and experiencing the breath in the body and the breath moving, the skin breathing. You can experience states of well-being, of profound relaxation that you may not have tasted since you were 3 or 4 or 5 years old. You'll recognize them immediately. Oh yeah, it's me again. I feel whole. I don't have to go anywhere. I don't have to do anything. I don't need to accomplish anything in this particular moment. What does that feel like? What it feels like is freedom. There's no place to go in this particular moment. There's nothing to do. It feels like freedom. You've given yourself back to yourself. Or you've unified all the different selves that are competing for what should happen next or now, and often in tremendous conflict. And all of a sudden you have a taste. Actually, it's a taste. It's not a thought. It's not a philosophy. It's a taste of wholeness. And then in the next moment, the thought might come up, oh my God, if I keep doing this, I'll become a lobotomized idiot. I'll never get any work done. I'll just sort of be incompetent. And you realize that's just the thought, and it's tremendously fear-based. Oh, you mean if you were just who you really are, if you were whole, you'd lose your intelligence? You wouldn't know how to make decisions about when to focus in and do work and when to be with your family and when to, you know, you'd just be this relaxed zombie? No. Meditation's not about becoming a zombie or navel-gazing or a space cadet. Meditation's about becoming more human. It means fully human. Reclaiming the totality of who we are. Knowing something about the body, cultivating intimacy with the body, allows us to have all sorts of degrees of freedom for, say, dealing with pain. And many of our pain patients, whom we see by the hundreds, are tremendously surprised that we encourage people to actually open up to the experiencing of the sensations of pain and the thoughts around the pain and the feelings, the emotions around the pain. And lo and behold, what do they discover once they crank up the courage to be willing to do this is that there's a whole universe inside of that. And if one embraces it in awareness, there are degrees of freedom where you begin to experience that pain is not some big monolith. Therefore, I can work with it. You discover this is workable. I can work with this. I've been through all the drugs. I've been through all the surgeries. But I haven't met myself and my own inner capacity for actually working with this. The most beautiful way to do this, of course, if you have a chronic illness or disease, is to do it in conjunction with the healthcare system. So just as our clinic is located within a department of medicine, the more you can work with your doctor, the more you can work with your healthcare team, and they respect the inner work that you're doing, it really is a partnership. And the medicine of the 21st century is going to wind up being, if nothing else, a much more participatory medicine. And obviously, if we leave the patient out of the equation and don't tap into those deep inner resources for healing, the medical treatments to a large extent wind up being skin grafts when they are met by the full energy and motivation and intentionality of the patient who is reclaiming his or her moments and cultivating contact with these hidden dimensions or degrees of freedom. You've got an equation there for a truly integrative medicine that can go way beyond what medicine is doing now. If you don't have chronic medical problems at this point in your life, all the more reason to start dropping in on your moments, capturing your moments, reclaiming the entire expanse of your life. So in the long term, meditation is not about sitting in the full lotus or like a statue in the Museum of Fine Arts. Meditation is about your entire life. So the real practice of meditation is living your life as if it really mattered, moment by moment, and tapping into the full depth of your beauty.